Today on Gardening in a Minute, holly. Hollies are bright and festive landscape plants that meet many landscape needs. Some species make great hedges, while others are best as accent trees. Berries are an attractive feature of many hollies, but only the female plants have them. Holly berries are a great source of food for wildlife. Holly plants have many different leaf shapes, varying from small to quite large. The growth forms also vary from upright to even weeping types. Hollies will tolerate a wide range of light and soil conditions. They require minimal pruning, except to train the plants for special purposes or to remove diseased or dead branches. Once your holly is happily established in your yard, use its attractive foliage in indoor arrangements or enjoy watching birds feed on the berries outside. For more information about hollies, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a florist. Flowers are always an appropriate gift, but with so many florists, choosing one that's right for you can be difficult. Select a florist who will get to know you, keep track of your floral preferences, and send reminders of upcoming special occasions. Find one with convenient hours, an easy access location, and a guarantee of satisfaction. A good florist will ask questions about what you're looking for, offer their expert advice, and suggest floral gifts to match any sentiment, occasion, personality, or even your home decor. Look for artistry in the florist's arrangements, design, and presentation. A great shop carries a complete selection of different high-quality flowers. It'll also provide floral food with purchases and offer instructions for proper care. A good florist can make any occasion a memorable one. For more information on flowers, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, air potato. Invasive exotic plants hurt ecosystems by displacing native plants and animals. Many, such as air potato, have been introduced as landscape plants and have gotten out of control. It is now illegal to plant air potato, but the plant spreads quickly on its own. Air potato is a vigorously twining vine which grows from an underground tuber. The stems can rapidly grow to 60 feet in length. The plant forms hundreds of bulbils that drop to the ground and sprout more plants. Bulbils are round and light brown with small nubs on them and can range from the size of a pea to 5 inches across. Air potato leaves are heart-shaped and can be up to 8 inches long. If you think your landscape contains air potato, contact your county extension office or a professional landscape service for information about getting rid of the plant. You can also visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about stormwater runoff and why you should care. In Florida, our landscapes are dotted with rivers, lakes, and streams. These surface water bodies can be easily polluted when water runs off impervious surfaces, like pavement, and picks up dissolved pollutants. Healthy and properly maintained lawns and landscapes are porous and help filter water as it runs off, protecting Florida's natural waters. Runoff that's not absorbed often contains nutrients that fuel algal blooms in our streams and lakes. These blooms smother natural vegetation and deplete oxygen, which can kill fish. Everything that goes down storm drains, soaks into your yard, and washes off your driveway eventually reaches our water supply. You can be part of the solution by utilizing rain barrels, planting a rain garden, and using pesticides and fertilizers wisely. For more information about stormwater runoff, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, birdwatching basics. Gardening provides a wonderful opportunity to be in your yard and enjoy nature, and you may find yourself wondering all about the birds you see. Advanced bird watchers, or birders, can quickly process a lot of information about colors, songs, and shapes to identify the more than 900 species of birds found in the United States. But to the beginning birder, it can be frustrating to try and identify even common species. To recognize birds, illustrated field guides are a must. Binoculars also help you see the details that indicate different species. But the most important part of birding is simple observation. It takes practice to develop strong observation skills, so don't give up if you can't identify species right away. The more you watch birds, the more you'll notice and appreciate about these spectacular creatures. For more information about birds, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM.